Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Phones are open, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian
and Chris.
And joining us remotely,
it's nobody.
Nobody is here as well. And, well, big headline in the crypto world. We haven't done a lot of crypto coverage in recent days, at least that I can recall, and that is that the fake, one of the, but probably the most prominent of the fake Satoshis has lost in court. Craig Wright, the guy who has most prominently claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto and managed to fool quite a few people, including some like big name types in the crypto field, that he was actually Satoshi Nakamoto. For listeners that don't know, Satoshi Nakamoto is who?
The inventor of Bitcoin.
Yes, and we don't know who Satoshi Nakamoto is. It's always been a mystery. The person, whoever they are, male, female, group of people, space alien, we don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, we don't actually have a person behind the mask, so to speak.
No, and hopefully we never will. I think there's a real benefit to never knowing who Satoshi Nakamoto was or is. We don't know if the person is still alive. We know that in, I think it was 2011, Satoshi Nakamoto disappeared. The person was active on, I think, the Bitcoin Talk forum. They were active on some kind of news group or wherever it was that, you know, the crypto cypherpunks hung out. And then he or she just disappeared. Now, before they did disappear, Satoshi Nakamoto turned over the keys to Bitcoin to Gavin Andreessen. Gavin Andreessen, who at the time was a Free Talk Live supporter of the AMPS program, and he took me and Mark out to lunch very, very long time ago to kind of answer all of our questions. So, you know, we've always kind of been early on, not always, but early on in the history of Bitcoin, we've been pretty close to some of its original creators. I guess we could say we're, you know, one step away from Satoshi Nakamoto, whoever that was.
Free Talk Live is definitely in the history books when it comes to the crypto scene.
Yeah, so, but now, so then later this Craig Wright guy comes out, and this was a few years back, Craig Wright claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto and suing anyone who would say differently. If you said something bad about Craig Wright, then he would bring a lawsuit against you. And he hasn't been particularly successful with these lawsuits, as I understand it. And in fact, he just lost another one here. The story is from Coindesk.com.
And the first sign is Satoshi Nakamoto going to bring legal action at the drop of a hat? And I would say that there's no indication that that's in his character.
Yeah, I agree with you there. And that's the other thing is, if you just listen to what Craig Wright says, some of the things that, you know, come out of his mouth, they don't sound like things that you would expect from Satoshi Nakamoto. Satoshi Nakamoto is somebody who essentially founded Bitcoin to kind of undermine the existing financial system and the status quo. And this Craig Wright guy literally said, I don't have the quote in front of me, so somebody can look it up, paraphrasing. He has literally said that he supports government. He says he's not an anarchist. And it's like, I don't think the real Satoshi would say something like that.
Yeah, you know, and it's kind of also interesting because the guy bowed out of the whole Bitcoin scene fairly. It was early on, but it wasn't that early.
You mean Satoshi?
Satoshi, yeah. He bowed out, meaning he went away, right? He disappeared intentionally.
Mm-hmm.
So it would seem odd that somebody would then, that he would then come back, you know, years later and be...
And want to be identified?
Yeah, and try to sue and all this other stuff. It just seems kind of...
And not have his keys.
Yes, that's the most damning part.
If he was really Satoshi, he would have the damn keys, or it seems likely that he would, barring some sort of a grievous and really ironic error.
Yeah, it would be shocking to find out that Satoshi Nakamoto, the person who invented the technology, would have made such a basic error as to lose his or her Bitcoin keys. And, of course, the keys we're talking about are what are called private keys. With every cryptocurrency wallet, there's a set of public and private keys. The public keys, you can give those away to anybody you want to, and all they can do is send you crypto. But with the private keys, if you have access to those, that allows you to send your crypto. So it gives you full control over your crypto wallet. The odds that the actual creator of this program, who knows exactly how this system works and set it all up, would lose that is just almost to the point of beyond belief.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, this is a guy who has a GPG key. He's familiar with, you know, all of the you know, the really hardcore math and cryptography behind this system.
Surely he's familiar with how to make some backups.
Yeah, he's not going to lose his private key.
So here's the news.
How much does Satoshi hold?
Oh, I think I've heard somebody say that the original wallet of Satoshi's has like 1 million Bitcoin in it.
Yeah, what would happen to the market if that was suddenly dumped?
I mean, obviously, I would think the price would drop, but that coin has not ever moved.
No, it never has. But yeah. I mean, the other possibility is, and you know, there's all kinds of ways that Bitcoin could have come to be if Satoshi was, for example, the NSA, then it could well be that big block of Bitcoin is actually a huge booby trap.
Could be. I guess the only way to find out is to wait and see on that one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems, I don't know, it seems like that could be problematic, though, because it's, I mean, they released the source code for it, right? Under licensing, which allows for you to effectively clone it. And a different blockchain is not necessarily going to, you know, be undermined by Bitcoin failing. I mean, it could have an impact on its price if people get scared, but it doesn't necessarily undermine it in and of itself, I don't think.
The only other chains that would be affected would be those chains that carried over the original ledger. So things like Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin's SV. Each of those would have an equal and opposite, or an equal booby trap.
Meaning that the person who has Satoshi, million Bitcoin, also has 1 million Bitcoin Cash and 1 million Bitcoin SV.
Assuming.
But they don't have 1 million Ether, and they don't have 1 million Dash, and they don't have 1 million. Of anything else.
Most of the cryptos that have copied the source code for Bitcoin haven't copied Bitcoin's blockchain. So
true.
It's not, you know, it probably would have an impact on the market, but I don't necessarily know.
Well, generally when Bitcoin goes down in price, the rest of them tend to follow.
They do, but
whether we like it or not. And maybe someday we'll see a break to that pattern. Maybe that would be the break to the pattern.
I would expect that would be a break to the pattern because people would know exactly what was going on and they would know which blockchains.
They wouldn't necessarily know
when
that.
When you see that coin move, you've seen it move. You know it's moved.
Yeah, but you don't know why.
You don't know why, but don't exist on the Dogecoin.
Yeah, I didn't know what you meant when you said that coin. I thought you were talking about generally Bitcoin. You mean the specific coin in Satoshi Nakamoto's wallet?
Yeah, if Satoshi Nakamoto's wallet suddenly started liquidating coin, everybody would know that was happening.
No, they wouldn't.
Quickly.
I mean, the average person would have no idea. They would just see the price drop. If they're paying attention to the price, they're going to see the Bitcoin price drop because of a huge sell-off, and they're going to maybe panic sell on top of that and make matters worse. The average person
isn't
going to know
that. But it's going to quickly be known if they're paying any attention to Bitcoin media.
What percentage of Bitcoin holders do that?
Huh?
The question would be then, what percentage of holders of Bitcoin are paying attention to Bitcoin news?
It may not matter.
I have no idea. I would expect that if there was suddenly a huge trough in the price, that an awful lot of people would, maybe tune into Bitcoin media for the first time in a long time and find out what the hell was going on.
I think it's more likely that the mainstream media would be covering it like they have in the past and do from time to time, and it would be hard to avoid as opposed to, you know, somebody having to actually go and look for it.
That's a good question. We got more coming up here, and you can share your thoughts. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And you can join us here. We got the details on exactly how fake Satoshi has lost in...
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, and we're here. We'll take your calls and thoughts about whatever you want. We're starting out with Satoshi Nakamoto, the anonymous creator of Bitcoin, the world's most famous and or infamous cryptocurrency that is currently at around $19,000 per Bitcoin. Now remember, if you're ready to start buying some cryptocurrency like Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash, you don't have to buy a whole coin. You can buy a fraction. Maybe you only want to buy 1% or less of Bitcoin. You can do that. In fact, they can help you with that over at Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com also has a great getting started area to help you understand the ideas behind cryptocurrency. And there are some new concepts that you really ought to get a grasp of, and they can help you with that with the introductory videos that you'll find when you click Get Started at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. Once again, you click Get Started there. You can also get the latest news headlines at news.bitcoin.com. This particular story that we're sharing with you tonight comes from CoinDesk, where the case that is most recent regarding fake Satoshi Craig Wright. This is a gentleman from, I believe, Australia, if I recall correctly, who has been suing his way around the Bitcoin community. Anybody that says something, he sued Roger Ver, that's the founder of Bitcoin.com. He sued Roger. He sued all kinds of people out there. Anybody that says something that he doesn't like. So if you call him fake Toshi, he gets butthurt about it, and he'll sue you for it. According to the story here at CoinDesk, Magnus Granath, known on Twitter as Hodlnut, won a lawsuit against Craig Wright on Thursday, according to a Norway judge. Granath sued Craig Wright. Oh, that's unusual. So normally Craig Wright's the one that does all the suing. But apparently Granath sued Wright to try to preempt a defamation suit that Wright was planning to bring against Granath in the United Kingdom, where defamation laws are heavily tipped in favor of the plaintiff, and monetary damages can be enormous. At the center of both cases is a series of tweets written by Granath in March of 2019, in which he called Wright, who has long claimed and failed to prove that he is Satoshi Nakamoto, the pseudonymous inventor of Bitcoin, a fraud and a scammer. Granath asked the Norwegian court to rule that his tweets were protected by the freedom of speech, therefore preventing Wright from pursuing damages in relation to the tweets. He said the result was expected. I'm very happy and thankful for all the support. Wright's attorneys told CoinDesk he could appeal the ruling and warned that anonymous online bullying could have a chilling effect on public discourse. This guy is such a pussy, this Craig Wright. I mean, can you imagine being on the internet? This man has got to be, what, 60 years old or something like that? Can you imagine being on the internet for a good portion of your life, claiming to be the pseudonymous creator of Bitcoin, Satoshi Nakamoto, and then complaining about anonymity online? I mean, there's just nothing that this guy does that lines up with what I think the public persona of Satoshi Nakamoto was supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, and a Bitcoin is, it's not anonymous, but it's pseudo-anonymous in some aspects of it, in that anybody can create a wallet.
Correct.
Like, it's designed to not have your ID or your driver's license attached to it in order, unlike opening, say, a bank account might.
Yeah, you don't have to ask permission. You just go and create a wallet without, and that's as simple as downloading a program.
Yeah.
You don't have to fill out forms. You don't have to wait an hour. You know, you just install the software and then you get rolling. That's it.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty apparent from, you know, basically everything, like the white paper and everything else, and what he said, you know, early on, right, that this guy has, you know, he values people having control over their own finances,
right?
Which is the whole point of Bitcoin, and
peer-to-peer electronic cash,
right?
That's what it says on the white paper.
The idea, you know, the idea that like this guy is, you know, him is just crying.
He's crying because somebody on Twitter doesn't like him.
Yeah,
he's going to bring a lawsuit over this, and he's brought many of these lawsuits. According to the story, after a week-long trial in Oslo in September, the district court judge Helen Engebrigtsen found in favor of Granoff, ordering him acquitted of all claims for compensation and not liable for damages relating to the tweets. Wright has been ordered to pay Granoff's legal fees in the amount of approximately $383,000. The judge ruled that Granoff's use of words such as fraud and scammer to describe Wright were fair. Quote, the court believes that fraud and fraudulently in this context means one who is something other than what he claims to be. Fake has a similar meaning, illegitimate, false, something other than what he pretends to be, Engbritson said. Scammer must be understood the same way in the sense of swindler or cheater. Granoff's lawyer appeared positive about the outcome, though he said he would review it further, saying in a statement, we note the court has agreed with our arguments and our client's position in this case, and we are, of course, happy with that. The judge wrote that the evidence presented by Wright's lawyers was not suitable to change the court's prevailing opinion that Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto. Now, look, it's just a person wearing a robe. I mean, a judge is no more special than any other human being, but this was, you know, this is a place where evidence is presented, right? Okay, you say you're Satoshi Nakamoto. What evidence do you have to prove that? All he has are just claims. What was that, nobody?
The judge is only a human being, but they are a human being who has seen Craig Wright's best arguments for being Satoshi and said, nah.
I mean, it kind of goes farther than this because the guy at one point basically tried to fake, I forget exactly what it was, some sort of cryptography thing with crypto with private keys that he didn't actually have and tried to play that off as him having control over the private keys. And, it was just so obviously false.
Yeah, because anybody that knows anything about this technology can easily spot that he's lying.
Right.
Because if you have control over the private keys, you can either, one, send the Bitcoin somewhere to any wallet, just move some of it. Any of it. Or you can do what they call signing with your private key. You can sign a statement, essentially, with the key to prove that you have it. And he has never done either.
Mm. But he has said that he would and then tried to fake it. So, I mean, you know, obviously if you said you would and you actually can't and then you, you know, provably tried to fake it, you're a fraud, right?
By definition.
Yeah.
His lack of evidence that he is Satoshi had been an issue with his other trials, including a recent defamation case he brought against podcaster Peter McCormick in the UK. A judge found Wright to have submitted false evidence and awarded him a single pound in damages. Forensic analysts hired by Granoff pored over documents previously supplied by Wright, which purported to prove he'd been the author of the Bitcoin white paper, but which included discrepancies, such as the inclusion of fonts that were not available at the time. Wow. Both KPMG and BDO, which is on behalf of Wright, have found that these documents contain, at best, unexplained changes, which are likely to have been made after the date the documents are claimed from, said the judgment. We'll tell you a little bit more about the fraud of Craig Wright. And again, if you're Satoshi Nakamoto and you've decided to come back into the, you know, the light, so to speak, why wouldn't you focus on building your creation again rather than spending all your time suing people? There's more coming up here in moments. Join us on...
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump's White House advisor Steve Bannon was sentenced to 4 months in jail on Friday for contempt of Congress after he blew off a subpoena to testify.
I respect the judge. The sentence he came down with today is his decision. I fully respect. I've been totally respectful of this entire process on the legal side.
Current Secretary of the Treasury Janet Yellen has proudly announced that the U.S. has overdrafted just half of what we did last year. In 2021, the country added $2.8 trillion to our tab. This year, that sits at roughly $1.4 trillion so far. Approximately $16.9 billion of the dollars spent by the U.S. government has gone to help Ukraine fight off Russia. From Washington, I'm Victoria Idoni.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. You can bring up anything you want. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, you've got me, Ian, and Chris. Nobody's out there.
Nobody, somewhere. We've got nobody.
There he is. Yes, indeed. And so we're talking about the just debacle of Craig Wright, this character who appeared on the scene some number of years ago and announced that he was Satoshi Nakamoto, got some people to take him seriously for a little while. Until it became clear that he was all talk and no action. A little bit of smoke, no fire. He has no proof that he is Satoshi Nakamoto. And yet again, in court, he has failed. And this time in a suit, a preemptive lawsuit brought against him by a Twitter user called Hodlonaut. Of course, for those that aren't familiar, the crypto scene, people tend to spell the word hold by reversing the D and the L, so it's HODL. Hodlonaut is the person's username, and he's
also an acronym for Hold On for Dear Life.
Oh, okay, I didn't even know that. I think it was probably just a mistake at first. They probably figured the acronym out later.
It was
on.
Likely a typo, yeah. That got retrofitted.
Yeah, yeah. And so this gentleman, Hodlonaut, sued Craig Wright, and he has been victorious in court in Norway over this, where the judge in the case, Judge Engebrigtsen, has said that Satoshi is not this Craig Wright character, that Craig Wright has indeed proven to be a fraud, that he has proven to be illegitimate, that he may even be a scam artist. And there's just no real evidence that Craig can put forward. And this is once again coming out here. So we've got a little bit more here from the story at Coindesk.com. The court believes that Grinoff has sufficient legal grounds to claim that Craig Wright is not Satoshi Nakamoto in March of 2019. So this is all over a series of tweets this guy made. Wright has come out with a controversial claim and must withstand criticism from dissenters, she added, concluding that Grinoff's statements were lawful and not defamatory. Engebrigtsen also appeared to take up the idea that Twitter is a naturally rough-and-tumble environment where users should have a thick skin, after Grinoff's lawyers noted that Wright had also tweeted strong words such as cuck and soy boy. Wright himself, the judge said, uses coarse slang and derogatory references, and so, in the court's view, must accept that others use similar jargon against him. So basically she's saying, look, you can dish it out, bud, but you can't take it. So toughen up.
Mm. Yeah, the hypocrisy in his...
Or rather, if you dish it out, then you better be able to take it.
Yeah, and he can't, because he's a big wuss, and he sues people who say things on the internet that he doesn't like. Wright uses, let's see here, Halvor Manchus, Wright's lawyer, told Coindesk that the legal team doesn't agree with the court's assessment that Grinoff's communications were not, in a legal sense, defamatory or privacy breaching, and said the Twitter user, quote, breached the commonly accepted threshold of decency. Have these people ever been on the internet before?
He sounds like a politician. Every word coming out of his mouth makes him sound like some kind of a press flack for the Democratic Party.
Yeah.
Or maybe the Republican Party.
It's just ridiculous. The final statement from his lawyer was, private citizens should enjoy the same protection on Twitter as on other media platforms. Anonymous online bullying and harassment risks having a chilling effect on meaningful debate and the civil exchange of views and opinions. Individuals should not be dissuaded from seeking to challenge persistent and pervasive online mistreatment or intimidation. Now, I don't know what the rules are in Norway about freedom of speech, but those of us who believe in freedom of speech believe that the ugliest of speech is very much important to protect. We don't want to have people who say things we don't like gone after. Say whatever you want. You should have the freedom to say what you want. And I don't even believe in defamation either. I think you should be able to say anything that you want about somebody, and it doesn't matter if they're a public figure. I know that here in the United States, there's like a difference in law, as I understand it. I'm not a lawyer, but as I understand it, if you're a quote-unquote public figure, then people can say worse things about you than if you're not. Like, if you're a public figure, you don't really have a basis to sue because somebody said, you know,
you've got
ugly.
Less of a basis to sue anyway. Yeah.
So, anyway, Craig Wright is certainly a public figure.
The difference, I believe, is that if you are considered to be a public figure by the court, then you have to show actual malice in the statements. I think that's legally how it shakes out.
Like, the malice meaning that you specifically wanted that person to take a loss financially or something like that?
That, and I believe it also implies knowing that what you were saying was
false
when you said it, which, you know, definitely makes a difference.
Well, and then that, I guess that could take us back around to the whole Alex Jones lawsuit situation where now...
That was ridiculous.
It's insane, where a jury in Connecticut recently ruled that he has to pay $965 million... to the so-called victims in his civil case for basically saying things that that presumably he believed were true at the time.
What's his net worth?
It isn't that. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't think I don't think people understand the danger of trying to crack down on speech. You know, even vile and absolutely disgusting. You know, speech. I mean, I'm not necessarily, advocating for democracy here, but it underpins, it's an essential to a democracy.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be in support of a democracy, you have to support, free speech and every kind of speech, even speech you don't like, and especially speech you don't like.
Indeed. If you want to join the show, you can. The number here is 603-283-6160. We'll continue to stand for freedom of speech, you know, as long as we're able here on Free Talk Live. We've certainly personally been attacked as well, with the federal government raiding our studio earlier in 2021, doing things like unplugging some of the broadcast equipment that we have here in the studio when ostensibly they were only here to make arrests and take evidence. But they went above and beyond what they were here to do and actually did purposeful damage to the studio. It wasn't as bad as it could have been, but it still kept us, it was broken, and it was in a broken state here for quite a while. And I was, of course, in a jail cell, so it made it very difficult to actually do anything remotely to remedy that situation. So, speaking of the Crypto 6, there is an interesting little fundraiser going on that we've had a tremendous level of support for. Since we're talking about cryptocurrency, we owe a big thanks to somebody. I don't have his username in front of me right now, but there was a gentleman on Twitter, actually, who I presume is like a Bitcoin whale or something.
Oh.
Because this person stepped up.
Me.
Oh, you hadn't heard about this.
I hadn't heard about this.
Yeah, so the Crypto 6, a ballot of the Crypto 6, they have an account on Twitter, and they tweeted a few days ago a big thanks going out to a gentleman who apparently took us from like 20-something percent, because somebody else had stepped in and like bought the executive producer level, or one of the highest level, essentially, and taken some fundraiser up to about a quarter. And this person pushed it over 50% with his or her donation. The person's name is Macro Free Zone, with a Twitter handle at XBT3D. So XBT3D, thank you so much for stepping up. When you go to Ballot of the Crypto 6, .com, and that's the numeral 6, and you click into the Indiegogo fundraiser, you won't see his contribution because it's a crypto contribution. I don't know if Indiegogo allows you to like manually increase the fundraising goal on there. It's not my fundraiser, so I don't know. This is an independent documentary that's being put together by some Mexican gentlemen, and they're looking to raise some money to do this thing. If you want the story of the Crypto 6 to get out there, you can become an Indiegogo backer, and you can get some cool perks like t-shirts. You could even host Free Talk Live, have dinner with your favorite Free Talk Live hosts. Go to ballotofthecrypto6.com and you can get signed up there and support the documentary. There's also like a really cool 9-minute long trailer that you can watch to get a feel for what the whole thing will be like. Ballot of the Crypto 6 with the number 6. We continue here with your thoughts on whatever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief watching the world lose its mind. As we all know, global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits are in stock and ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats standing in government food lines. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy-to-take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones are open. You can join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Ian, Chris, and Nova in the studio here tonight. We started out the show talking about Fake Toshi, as he has been called, Craig Wright, the guy who claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto. And there have been a lot of people who've claimed to be Satoshi Nakamoto before, and still to this date, not a single one of them has ever proven their claim by moving some of Satoshi's Bitcoin. One of the nice things about having a public blockchain, there's some real negative things about having a public blockchain, mind you, which is why a lot of us on this show are big fans of privacy coins like Monero, for instance, and the government hates privacy technology when it comes to cryptocurrency.
Oh, do they ever?
But one of the nice things about a public blockchain is you can watch it. So you can actually know, because Satoshi Nakamoto at some point shared what his or her wallet was back in the day, and people could go and look at it and see how much Bitcoin was in it. So you can not only look and see how much Bitcoin was in it, but you can also see when the last transaction, when every transaction was. So it's not hard to look at that wallet and say, oh, this Bitcoin has never moved in 12 or 13 or however many years it was since it was first mined, likely. I think it's probably being mined into that wallet because obviously Satoshi was the first miner of Bitcoin back in the day. Oh, it's not been moved. Oh, we know that because we can all see it. Mm. We can all verify it. And so that is, you know, one of the positive sides of actually having a public view of these things. Now, whether or not Satoshi Nakamoto was the creator of Monero is another interesting question. There's a theory.
Sounds like another conspiracy theory.
Yeah, there's a theory out there about that. What do you think? Nobody. Do you think Satoshi was the Monero creator as well?
I don't know, but people do conspire from time to time.
You know, it's certainly more plausible of a conspiracy theory that Satoshi is the creator of Monero than it is Craig Wright is the creator of Bitcoin.
I would agree with you there. Yeah. I read a little bit about it, and it suggested that the language of the Monero white paper, which I have not read, seems to reflect the ways Satoshi Nakamoto had written, but that could have been done on purpose.
Sure.
So who knows? If you want to join the show, the phones are open here, as always. The number is 603-283-6160. Hey, nobody, did you hear there's an Adderall shortage?
I did hear that.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if you were on. Were you? I guess we shouldn't ask you that. I'm pretty sure you've been public about it before, though. But you've used Adderall, right?
Yeah, I've got an Adderall prescription now.
Okay, that's where I didn't want to go for sure without without you giving permission. So, what as an Adderall prescription user, what have you encountered? Have you already come up against the shortage, or what's the status out there?
I've only encountered news reports of it. There's mm-hmm. been no. I've had no trouble getting my prescription filled.
According to MSN.com, Food and Drug Administration announced the shortage last week, saying one of the largest producers is experiencing intermittent manufacturing delays and that the other manufacturers can't keep up with the demand for the product. Some patients say the announcement was a belated acknowledgement of a reality that they have been facing for months. Pharmacies unable to fill their orders and anxiety about whether they will run out of a medication that they need to manage their daily lives. What happens to nobody when you don't have this product?
Well, I mean, the first thing I do is call my doctor and ask him to switch me over to, or ask her to switch me over to Ritalin or Benzedrine mm-hmm. or any number of other drugs that are available for this. But, of course, that takes time, money, and effort.
Right. Unlike, you know, a free market where you could just go down to the corner store and buy whatever you wanted to buy without having to ask some expert.
Yeah, I'd like some Adderall, please. Oh, we don't have any Adderall. Okay, I'll take Ritalin then.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it should take. But we don't get to make our own choices about medication. Those are made for us by our bettors, who are mostly interested in how much money they can make from us.
Right. By having a prescription set up, they are essentially limiting the access to people to these products. And, of course, by having patents, you know, things like trademarks and copyrights and patents, they limit the creation of these products. And so there's a tremendously limited marketplace, which drives the price up.
It's kind of humorous that in any other market, a monopoly is, or most of the time anyway, is considered to be illegal. But then they have these things called patents, and all of a sudden, well, what is a patent? It is an actual monopoly.
Yeah.
You know, authorized.
A time-limited monopoly.
Right, a time-limited monopoly, authorized, and, you know, you know, you're literally using the violence of government to create that monopoly. You know, unlike a monopoly that's formed, I don't want to say more naturally, but a monopoly that's formed through other means.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty transparently obvious that these things don't exist to protect the consumer, right? Like, that's what they say.
Nope.
They say, oh, we've got to regulate the drug industry to make sure the consumers are kept safe. Oh, really? Well, if you buy your Adderall without a prescription on the black market and a man with a badge catches you with that, the person they're claiming to want to protect is going to get thrown into a prison cell as a result of that.
It's kind of humorous in that I wish more people would have some sort of business class, like growing up, like, because they actually teach you all this stuff in, like, even a 101 kind of a business class.
What do you mean? They teach you what?
Well, they teach you about how, you know, corporations work and what you want or what industries it try to go for and, you know, and how they go about it. And this is important because normally when you have a very new industry, right, you don't want regulations because that undermines you.
Sure.
However, once the industry has been established, you want regulations because it keeps out your competitors. It's called a barrier to entry.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually have
they teach this in schools?
Yeah, they teach this in business,
wow.
In business, like 101 business classes. So
it's teaching business people to desire regulation.
Yes, it's in the interest of people who have already, you know, established an industry early on to advocate for regulations in order to hinder smaller competitors from entering the market. Exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's what patents and copyrights do.
They teach the same thing in economics class from a different point of view, that this is what's called rent-seeking behavior. And basically, it's people who want to not only get paid for the contribution that they make, but also claim some extra rent or unearned, basically, income.
The number here is 603-283-6160. They say it's difficult for patients to access Adderall, which is, of course, a highly regulated and controlled substance because of high potential for abuse, they say. Medication management generally requires monthly doctor visits, and there have been other shortages in recent years. Timothy Willens, an ADHD expert and chief of child and adolescent psychiatry in Massachusetts General Hospital, says this one, meaning the shortage, is more sustained. He says it's putting pressure on patients and pressure on institutions that support the patients. Eric Goode, a 28-year-old chef who lives in Atlanta, experiences regular challenges filling his prescription, whether it's pharmacies not carrying generic versions or disputes with insurers. He's been off the medication for a month after his local pharmacy ran out. And again, if there was no FDA standing in the way, if there was no DEA standing in the way, then anyone who wanted to could go into the business of manufacturing this drug and other drugs, and they could sell them. And then there would never be a shortage in the marketplace. I mean, as long as you could get whatever the input products are from wholesalers, there would never be a problem getting this product out to patients. But we don't live in that world. We live in a world where it's incredibly controlled. Only certain licensed individuals, only certain licensed businesses are even allowed to touch this stuff. And if you try to do anything but that, you're going to prison for probably the rest of your life. For just giving people what they want.
Yeah. And the other thing to keep in mind is take the 25 years that I've taken Adderall, multiply that by 12. That's 300 doctor appointments.
Wow.
That somebody has to pay for.
Wow.
And not only does somebody have to pay for that, it's 300 hours that physician was not available to treat somebody who actually needed treatment. So that's driving up the price for everybody by creating artificial demand for services that nobody needs.
For a drug you're probably going to be on forever. That's just amazing to me.
I've taken it half my life, and I will likely take it for the rest of my life. So why do I have to be told that every month?
Because the doctor's got to make that medical payment. He's got to get the schooling that he had to go to paid for.
Yeah, you got it.
There's more coming up here in moments. Hour number.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, needs a try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.